Okay, we are on Chav Gimel Amud Beis, the beginning of the Gemara. Mishnah said somebody was Mekadesh one of two sisters, and he doesn't know who he was Mekadesh. How is that possible? So the Gemara understands that the way that happens is two ladies make somebody a shliach to accept Kedushin, and he gave the Kedushin and said, I want to be Mekadesh one of the two. And that is called the Kedushin She'im Mesurim Labia. This is a Kedushin that cannot be consummated. And there's a Machloikas and Mesechtas Kedushin. If a person makes a Kedushin that's impossible to consummate, is that considered a Kedushin or not? Now, he did not try to make a Kedushin to a Chai B'Krisis. He made a Kedushin to a regular single girl. But the problem is, he didn't say which one. He said one of the two. And therefore, he can never marry, live with any of the two, because it might be the sister of the one he was Mekadesh. So this is a Machloikas Abaye and Rava. If Kedushin She'im Mesurim Labia is a Kedushin, is not a Kedushin. Now it happens to be, in this case, we paskin like Abaye. It's one of the Yal Kigam, six places in Shas where we paskin like Abaye. And we paskin like Abaye that it is a Kedushin. But Rava holds it's not a Kedushin. Now from our Mishnah, it seems that it is. Because the Mishnah says we have two sisters and we don't know who we married. How is that possible? Must be, Shamit means Ashmamina. We can prove from our Gemara. Kedushin Shem Mesurim Labiya have a Kedushin. The Kedushin that cannot be consummated is the Kedushin. And for the Gemara, Hachem B'mayaskinon, Kishuhukru L'Besayif Nisarvu. No. What happened was he married a girl. Rubei married a girl, and he forgot which one, and so did she. They had amnesia. They don't have any right. They forgot. He simply forgot which of the two. They were both there. He married one of them, clearly married one of them. Dr. Harris, can I trouble you for my... It's okay. He clearly married one of them, and he forgot. He forgot which one. It was like they were dancing. Which one did I make Kedushin? Nobody remembers. They were both there, and nobody remembered. And again, it's a difficult case. There's Adam there, and no one remembers which one he married. And therefore, he doesn't know who he's married to. But Enoch Hinami, if he had made Kedushin to one of two, perhaps it's never a Kedushin to begin with. We can't prove from this Mishnah. Dr. Gemara, Dai Kinami, Liktani Ve'ena Yodea, says he doesn't know. Liktani Ve'ena Yodua, it doesn't say it's not known, meaning any yadu would have indicated it was never known. Any yadeya means he doesn't know now. Shema mina, that's the case. Rashi. Shema mina kedushin she'ein mesurim labia. She'ein saifon lover l'debia. They cannot come to be consummated. The kasav gadayit of the masnisim b'shloi hukru b'shas kedushin. It was not recognizable even in the time of kedushin. Lehava yadar ha'eminayu. We didn't know which one. Kigandu amar. Hariachas mikem b'kodeshesli. One of you two is married to me. V'asu shteim shliach l'kabel kedushin. And they both appointed a shliach to be makabel their kedushin, the same shliach. The kedushin elu ain saifon labia. This kedushin can never be consummated. The chochad kaim aleh b'savik achaisisha. Because each of the two might be the sister of his wife. U'midikani nais and get luzeh v'get luzu. And since the Mishnah said, give a divorce to both, m'chlal d'chadim yemu kodeshes. Means one of them is considered married. Since he doesn't know which one, he gives the get to both. I'm a Kedushin hain. This is a Machloikas and Masechtas Kedushin. We seem to be taking sides in that Machloikas. Dr. Gemara Shehukru, B'Shas Kedushin, V'Yadeya Hayas Mi Mekadesh. He knew he was Mekadesh. At the time of Kedushin, this was a consummatable, if there's such a word, Kedushin. V'chavu Kedushin. V'ein yodeyam, and now he forgot. I don't know how this happens. How does everybody there, the man, the Adam, how did he forget who he married? I don't know.
They're
drunk. Well, if he's drunk enough, then the Kedushin is not chav, it's not by das. So he's partially drunk. I don't know. It's a...
No, he's talking about after the Kedushin.
No. At the Kedushin.
No, he's saying after the Kedushin, everyone was flimsy. whatever the word is.
They don't remember who he was in the Mikdash?
He's trying to figure out.
I'm also trying to figure it out. I said it's a difficult case. Obviously, the Gemara says it can happen. I'm just saying it's rather difficult to say that there's at least three people here that forgot. The husband. I don't know if the woman would be Neman. I don't know. The husband and two Edom. There were two Edom there at the time of Kedushin. They watched the Kedushin. If not Kedushin, it's not Chal. If you make Kedushin privately, it's worthless. You need Edom there at the time of Kedushin. If not, it's unlike monetary things. If I borrow $100 from Dr. Harris, I owe him the $100 whether there's Edom or not. All the Edom are there is to prove Dr. Harris that I owe him $100. But without Edom there, I still owe him the $100. By Kedushin, if there's no Edom there, it's not Kedushin. It's not Pshat. The Edom are just there to testify something happened. By Kedushin, by Get, by these kinds of things, one second, the Edom are Kiyume. They make it happen. Their existence makes it happen. So there must have been two Edom there. They saw Reuven being Mekadesh, either Rachel or Leah, and everybody forgot who he married. That's the case. How it happens, I don't know. But that's the Gemara's case. Yes, Harvey.
Rabbi, is it possible that one of the two Edom disagree, and by that fact, the future husband agrees, one Edom agrees, the other disagrees and says it was no, it was the other one. Is that enough to throw the matter into doubt?
It's possible. It's possible. Maybe. Maybe that's the case. That one of the Edom forgot.
The wrong
one of the Edom says it was Leah. I don't know. But yeah, maybe. You're right. Maybe. Possible.
You know, before this Yadua and Yodea answer, I was thinking it had something about throwing a Kedushin and go Dalet Amos or not. What?
Then it wouldn't be a topic which one he married. Because, Manushak, who did he mean? Your case of Dalet Amos would work if he wants to marry Rachel and we threw the Kedushin that it landed in Dalet Amos. Did not land in Dalet Amos is Rachel Mekadeshes, is Rachel not Mekadeshes. But it wouldn't be a Shaila, Rachel, or Leah.
One of them went Dalet Amos and one didn't. But I don't know, when I threw it together, Asachas,
that would be Kedushin Shem Mitzurim Labia. We don't know. Nobody knows. Okay. Maybe. I don't know. Vayne Yedeya Zaktarashi Mashma Hashta En Yedeya. En Yedua Mashma Loi Nod Yadavir Ma'ilam. En Yedua means it was never known. En Yedeya means he doesn't know. Frank the Gemara Maika Mashmalon. What's the Kiddush of this Mishnah? Why couldn't I figure it out this all by myself? Guy marries. He doesn't know who he's married to. We have to give them both a divorce. And if he dies, they both have to give chalitza. It's rather something that I would have asked everybody, and they would have said the same thing. Dr. Gemara, Sefer Itzrichula. You're right. That part of the Mishnah is not a chiddush. The chiddush is the next case. Meis v'loyechad, chaylutz l'shteyem. That's not a chiddush. He has one brother, he was chalitza to both. Obviously, one of them is the Yavama, we don't know which one. Chaylutz l'shnayim, echad chaylutz v'echad miyabim. Now, if you notice, we're insisting on the chalitza before the yibum. Why? Why can't the guy just do yibum and the other guy do yibum to the other one, and one of them got it right? The answer is because achayzik ukasai. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Davke michlas uchadei yuhazul yibumi. We insist on chalitza first, and then the second one can marry the other one. Av yibuma bereshaloi, the kapaga bachayzik ukasai. Because he's marrying the sister of his zekuka, and that's the chiddush in the Mishnah, that one is not allowed to marry the sister of the zekuka. Rashi. Zok Rashi. Umayka mashmalon. Masnitzim pshita the tavayu bayigita. They both need get. The loyah the high minari doesn't know which one. Sefer Etzuvela. The tani, echad chaylitz, v'echad miyabin. The tani shiman, because shiminan is teaching me. First, one has to give chalitza, then the other one can do yibum. Like Rashi explained in the Mishnah, because once the guy gave chalitza, the other guy can marry the other one. Either she's his yavama or she's not related, and he can marry her. And there's no zik anymore, so there's no achaytzu kukasa. Abi yibum ichad bereish v'hadi michlat sheni liyidach loy. But yibum should take first place and then chalitza. No. The kama de yabam duma paka b'chayse kukasai. The first one, that's miyabe, might be marrying the sister of a skuka. Back to the Gemara. Snaim Shikitsu stay after.
How many? Only one of the two was a devote, right?
Right.
Why is it Achas Sukaso?
I don't know.
They're two sisters. One of them is Yavama, one of them is Achai Sukasai. She's the sister of your Yavama. He was Mekadesh either Rachel or Leah. One of them is his wife, and one of them is the sister of his wife.
Well, it's a
subject to Rabbanon, right? A subject to Rabbanon. Somebody asked this question yesterday. I think Dr. Harris asked this question yesterday.
The answer is?
I said, I don't know. I don't know. That's right, answer yesterday. I still don't know. Don't think about it. Next case in the Mishnah. Shnayim Shekitzu Shtei Achyus. Two people, remember, Reuven and Gershon, unrelated, were Mekadesh two sisters. And again, they don't know who they married. And again, the Gemara asked the same question. How is that possible? Shema Mina, Kedushin Shem Mitzurim Labiyah, have a Kedushin. They both, Rachel and Leah, made a Shliach to accept Kedushin from anybody. Reuven said, I'm a Kaddish one, and Leah Gershon said, I'm a Kaddish one. And again, the marriage is not consummatable because we don't know who's married to who, and the other one is the sister of his wife, and she's also an Aches Ish. So, Shema Mina, Kedushin, Shemus, Rum, Libya, have a Kedushin. Zokti Gemara, no. Hakanami, Kisha, Hukru, Besaif, Nisarbu. Same thing happened. Reuven married one of them, and Gershon married the other one of them, and they knew exactly who they married, and they forgot. Again, how that works, Harvey offered the case that the Edom are disagreeing. I forgot somebody else offered a case that they were partially drunk. Was it you? I thought it was Dr. Harris.
No, that was never my answer about the throwing the thing.
I don't think that's the case. Anyway. Daikinami dikani en yedeya, vilekani ven yedua. Same raya. Doesn't say they never knew. It says ven yedeya, they don't know now. Shmamina, affecting Gemara, my Kamashmala. What's the Kiddush of this case? That the Gemara is safer, it's Zuchalay. The Kiddush is the safer. Meisul is the Ach of the Zeshnayim. Reuven had one brother, and Gershon had two brothers, Kasim Merari, Hayachim Chaylus Lushteya. Reuven's brother gives Chalitza to both, because one of them is his Yavama, and she won't be able to do anything till she gets free from Reuven. Vashnayim, but Kasim Merari, Echad Chaylut, Ve'echad Miyabim. So the same chiddush as before, that once there's two brothers, one can give chalitza and the other one can do yibum. Manoshech, he got the right one, he did yibum. If he got the wrong one, it's not a chayzik kukasai because brother did chalitza. Fact the Gemara, shita hainu resha. Didn't we learn this already? So why did the Mishnah have to repeat this case? That the Gemara mal detema ligzer treya tuchad. Over here, there's a problem. You're telling Reuven's brother one thing, and you're telling Gershon's brothers different things. Now, Reuven's brother will say, hello, they're allowed to do Yibum and I'm not? So Teretz is, of course that's a halacha. You're one brother and they're two brothers. But there's a room to say, let's across the board not allow Yibum here. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. But again, Davka Michlitz Vadi Yibumi. Reuven better give Chalitza first. Then we can talk about the other two brothers. The two brothers can't do it first. The Kapanka Yivama Lashuk. Till Reuven frees them, one of them is Reuven Yivama Lashuk. Till Shimon gives Chalit to the both, one of them is bound to Shimon. And this is the Yivama Lashuk. It's biblical. So therefore, the Mishnah is telling me, we don't make Xero. We let the one brother do what he's supposed to do, and we let the two brothers do what they're supposed to do. We don't make Xera. However, be aware, the order has to be specific. Reuven's brother has to first free his Yavama. Till she's free, nobody can touch her. So therefore, the first thing we got to do is get Reuven's brother to give Chalit to the both. One of the two is his Yavama, she's now free. Now the other two, the one can give chalitza, the other one can marry the other one with Marushach. But that's only because Reuven's brother freed them. So the order is very specific. Rashi.
Is there any way that Reuven's brother could ever marry her?
No. One of them is Yavama, one of them is...
No matter what the Kahas Murray do, he's never allowed
to. Right, because one of them is going to be his chalitza.
He could release Yavama Lashuk. He doesn't have Yavama Lashuk.
One second. Reuven's brother, one of those two is his Yavama. The other one is the sister of his Yavama. So if he gives chalitza to one, the other one becomes Achai's chalitza.
He has different Yisurim than they do.
Correct. He has no way of freeing this.
Single brother, there's Yavam Lashuk anyway, right?
Yeah, but Yavam Lashuk can be taken off.
Yeah.
Kahas Merari can free Reuven's brother to being Yavam Lashuk. But now he might be marrying Achayis Kakasai.
Nachum can't release Achayis Kakasai.
He can't because he has no brother to help him. Rashi. Hainu Reisha, Dashmina Bereisha, Hainu Lushnai Mechum Kailas Nechum Yabim. We had this in the Reisha. Since one of them has a single brother, we should make exera that one brother shouldn't be miyabim, two brothers shouldn't be miyabim because there's one that only has one brother. If we let him, the other one will do it. First, the single brother has to release both of them. Then the other two brothers can deal with it. Why? Because before Reuven's brother releases both of them, even if the brother of the one of the Miyabim gave chalitza, meaning Kahas gave chalitza to one and Merari married the other, the Lekahas Yisra Chayz Kuka, when Miyabim Shem Shem is the way I Nachri. Can't be Miyabmer because he's not freed from Reuven, from Reuven's brother. The Kapal can be Yavama Lashuk B'lai Chalitza. Da'echid Yuha Nachri B'lai Yavama Skuka. He's a stranger, meaning he's not a brother. He's a brother to Reuven, not to Gershon. And he has the Zika to the Yavama. V'hamilsa L'ashmina B'resha. That wasn't mentioned in the Resha either. So there's two Kedushim here. Number one is we don't make Exer of one brother because of two brothers. And number two, we're insisting on a specific order. First, the single brother has to release them. Then we can talk about evil. Till the single brother releases them, it's a suffix Yavam Lashuk. It's a biblical shayla. So he has to release both of them. Doing chalitza to one won't help, because the other one might be the one that's Yavama. So in order for Gershon's brothers, one of them to be able to marry one of them, two things have to happen. Number one is, two things have to happen. Number one is Gershon's one brother has to give chalitza to one. And number two is Reuven has to release both. Because if Reuven didn't release both, we're wasting our time. It might be a Yavam Lashuk.
So the order of
chalitza
really doesn't matter?
No, it means before the Yibam. It means Reuven has to release both before Kahas's Merari can marry one of the two. Correct. Something in my mind. The last case in the Mishnah was Lazashnayim Vilazashnayim.
Am I right?
So what we said over there was Reuven had two brothers, Gershon had two brothers. So we said Shimon should give chalitza to one, and Kahas should give chalitza to the other. And then Levi can marry the one Kahas gave chalitza to, and Merari can marry the one Shimon gave chalitza to. Because what happened is, by Shimon and Kahas giving chalitza to two of them, one to one, one to the other, if they're the right one, we took care of it. If they're the wrong one, the other brothers being Miyabim,
one of the two.
Meaning, Levi is marrying the right one then. Manasseh, Kahas gave chalitza to Rachel, and Levi is marrying Rachel. So if Rachel was Gershon's wife, Kahas took care of it. If Rachel was Reuven's wife, Levi is marrying her. Meanwhile, Shimon gave chalitza to Leah. So if Leah was Reuven's wife, Shimon took care of it. If Leah was Gershon's wife, Merari is marrying her. So each way, we took care of it. But for again, chalitza has to be done first. Then each other brother can be Miyabim. Practically,
all restrictions are lifted.
Well, everything is lifted.
Perhaps one of the brothers is not being married by one of...
But she was freed.
Yeah,
Manushach.
So you're not accomplishing Ibra.
You might not be accomplishing Ibra. It might be marriage. You're right. He can. It's a Suffolk Ibra. So it won't be. Listen, we can't do the Mitzvah of Ibra. If she's not the Ibra, Machalitza was done. Listen, the question is he allowed to marry her? Nobody said he's going to get the Mitzvah of Ibra. They said he's allowed to marry her.
Manushach, she's either Chalitza or she's getting married or Chalitza.
Right. Either she's getting Yibum or she's getting Chalitza. Depends who she's married to. But we took care of all the issues. No Isurim are here. In fact, the Gemara Sulemeli, Hainuach. I could have figured this out. Once you told me that welcome before, I can figure this out. That the Ramal de Tamedum and Yabim below Chalitza. Since we're allowing both to do Yibum, maybe they'll both do Yibum without Chalitza. Kamash Malunda, we don't make such a Gezerah. Dr. Rashi, Mal de Tema, Nigzer, Duma Asili Vum Echad Mishnaim Elu, Echad Mishnaim Elu, Beloy Chalitza. They'll say, oh, we're allowed to do Yibum. So Shimon will do Yibum to one, and Kahas will do Yibum to the other. The Kapaga Kochad Mesafik Yibam Elashuk, about Chai Sekuka, they'll be doing two Averis. Either Yibam Elashuk or Achai Sekuka. Kamash Malunda, Loy Gezrina. Bahama Rachel Shemina. This I wouldn't have learned from the Rachel. The Hatam was Echad Elashnaim. The same step from Yab Melchada. There, only one was able to do Yibam. But even the Iskim Chalitza the Chadam, since one of them only can do Chalitza, Mitzkuinam even Loed Miyab Miachiyak LeTayachin L'Shtayim. So they'll remember, since one of them has to do Chalitza, Gershon's brothers know the Chalitza has to be done, so they know that Reuben's brother has to do Chalitza to both. Abu Hacham, even though besides Tavayim Miyab Memach LeHay Bais Tavach LeHay Bais, since one of them is marrying Rachel and the other one is marrying Leah. They'll skip the chalitza part. In the case before, they knew one of them had to give chalitza, so therefore they remembered that Reuben's brother has to give chalitza to both. Here, they're both going to end up doing Yibum. So they'll say, what are we bothering with chalitza? You marry one, I marry the other one. Everybody's happy every after. The answer is no, because it might be Yibam Elashuk. Period.
What happens if this brother dies? The one that married her. The guy who did the
chalitza,
the other one,
can he
even do
even
this?
No, it's a chalitza. It's the sister of a chalitza.
It's Asur Lailam?
Asur Lailam. It's rabbinic, but it's Asur Lailam. He gave chalitza to the one, it's Asur Lailam.
Plus, the sister died.
Well,
then they can't marry her if she died. Yeah, if she died, right, 100%. If the chalutza died, he can marry the other one, correct.
So, not any worse than...
Yeah.
No different than a chayt ishtai, 100%. So fine, so we took care of all the cases in the Mishnah and what they add. But basically, once you get it, the halachas are all the same. You have two Yisurim you have to worry about. First, the main one is Yavam Elashuk. That's biblical. You have to make sure that none of these are Yavam Elashuk. Once you took care of Yavam Elashuk, you have a problem now called Achaisu Kukasai. She's a possible sister of your Yavama. So that can be taken care of by one giving Chalitza. Takes care of it. And if he did Yibum Be'iser, but since the other brother did chalitza afterwards, and he did it b'shaygig, he didn't ask bezin, right? Rashi stressed that a number of times, that he didn't ask bezin. So he didn't violate bezin's rules. So since he didn't violate bezin's rules, we won't break the marriage up. But that's because he's no longer living in sin. He did the yisr, he was wrong. But now the chalitza, his brother did chalitza to the other one, so she's no longer a chayta kakasai. It's a rabbinic issa that was removed. And since it was a rabbinic issa that was removed, we let him stay married. That's the chiddush of this Mishnah.
What's interesting is that not going to Bez Din, knowing what they're going to paskin.
That's shaygig.
No, I'm sorry.
That's mazin, I mean. That's mazin.
Oh, that's mazin.
Yeah, but you never know. They didn't go to Bez Din. You don't know why they didn't go to Bez Din.
You don't want to hear what they're
going to
say.
I'm sorry to make you dumb people with cops. I don't know where you're coming from.
The real world, Rebbe.
That's how to make people doing tshuva. We'll stop a little.